What's up, Sam?
Hey, buddy, what's going on? Hey, look, it's Saturday again. Woo!
Again. Saturday again. Yes, and I just get so excited about these. I can't wait to do them because there's so many. We have so many topics, and for us to drill it down, and because there's so many things coming at us, there's so many things going on, and it's just like, I just want to talk about so many things, and I think that's what I want to talk about today.
Yeah.
Is consumption.
Yeah.
Consumption versus implementing, and I think about all the years, and man, I love it. I love when I read that first book, Think and Grow Rich, and it was just like, I was so young when I read that. And then so many books, like so many books and podcasts, and just, Audible. And I was consuming, but I wasn't implementing. And until I started implementing, it didn't mean shit. And what's funny about that stuff, Tim, is I'm sure there's a definition for it, but it's like sometimes when you consume so much stuff, you actually think that you're doing it.
You know, yeah, I get that. So you're speaking, it sounds like you're talking to me because I listen to a lot of podcasts, right? And I'm into my reading and I'm doing this and I'm doing that. But when is enough enough till you start saying, hey, what? I formed my opinion about something because I've listened to all these things. People have great ideas. What am I going to take out of this thing and actually do? What's important to you? I don't know. I mean, you maybe hear something and might click in your head and saying, I'm going to go freaking try that. Then you're on a roll. But there are people out there who digest things and just hold things in and keep on reading things and do nothing with it.
And on that point, a lot of the things that we consume is the same thing just spun around and said just a little differently, but the sentiment is the same thing. And you're hearing it from so many different places. And at some point you just have to go, okay, I'm just going to park that for a minute and I'm going to go get these things done, because that was the big transition for me. I consumed, I implemented. And then it got into major consumption mode. Now to the point where if I go on a hike, I'm not even listening to anything. I'm just getting up in my own head and my own workshop, if you will. And I'm just kind of going through some stuff and organizing what's going on up there. And at what point do I need to insert this or that? And like you and I were speaking earlier, I just have to write some of this stuff down. I just have to get it out of my head, start jotting some things down, start making some notes on my phone. And then after that, I have to create a task list to get that done. And maybe I don't get the 10 or 15 things done that I'm trying to do, but I'll do 3 or 4 of them.
Mm. So you just kind of,
that's better.
You just kind of switch topics a little bit there, dude. I picked up on that, right? So we're talking about consuming. We're talking about when to act on it. And now we're talking about, hey, you and I had a conversation earlier about, hey, I have all these things on my plate and I have decisions and I have these problems going on. And the advice you gave to me was to write them down, take them off of my head. And I actually have an emotional separation from what's going on and putting on a piece of paper. Something happens in that. So, you know, a certain percentage of what we can't answer just kind of compounds. It sits in our head, these problems. And we're consuming all this stuff and we're finding the answers, but we still don't do what's necessary, which is basically, it's a basic function, like you said. Take a piece of, and you're out. You said, hey, Tim, here's you want some unsolicited advice, is what you said to me.
That's it.
Yeah.
And just tell me no, because this is going to be unsolicited. So I'm asking for permission.
Yeah, totally. So I was cool with it because I know it's coming. Wherever it comes out of your mouth, I know it's coming from a good place. So, and Derek says, you know, I would write it down. That's what I used to do when you went back to your college days, or wherever they were. That's what you did. You separated yourself from that. That's great that this came up. Everything happens for a reason.
It's the implementation part. So if I'm going from consumption mode, then I have to somehow compartmentalize that and stay out of analysis paralysis. And because there's so many unbelievably good books and speakers. And now with pods, it's like, it's insane who we get access to for free. And they're saying such amazing things. And then you start, the imposter syndrome starts floating in. And then I'm not good enough because I'm not able to accomplish these things. And then you get the filters on all these people and they appear that they're doing so much cool shit, but maybe they're not. So it's just a swirl of things. And that's how I get out of the analysis paralysis mode. It's like, okay, I've just got to do something. And let me just start with this. And let me just put it on paper. And what happens is, we've talked about this before. I believe we have. You just have to do the thing that you don't want to do when you don't want to do it. And if you just keep doing that, staying consistent, after repetition, hopefully Big Mo, motivation. Hopefully Big Mo shows up, and when he does, holy shit, you're staying consistent, you're implementing, and all of a sudden you're motivated to do it. which is even cooler. So it's almost like supercharged. You just went from being a 500 horsepower motor and you just got stroked and a supercharger and a turbo all added. And now you're 1,000 horsepower to the rear wheels with traction.
Yeah.
Fighters, we are changing lives and families and bank accounts all over the world in our Battleground program. I'm super proud of all the fighters that are in there working their tails off to get better. And I want to let you know that you have an opportunity right now to join the most powerful coaching community on planet Earth for a home improvement contractor, our Battleground program. We have an opportunity for you right now to get into Battleground in our quick start quarterly plan, which is 3 months, because that's what a quarter is. And we're going to extend it 1 month for you if you get in between the 20th of October and the 27th of October. So go to thecontractorfight.com/battleground and jump in right now. We'll see you inside.
Yeah, definitely, you know, the verb, right? Is that what you've been called before? The verb?
That's the verb.
The action verb. Yeah, it's just an action, man. You just put it into place. You're making it go. So you, at a certain point, you heard enough, you shut it off, and then you went and implemented.
Yeah.
And when does it,
you know, well, today, just today is, I have a couple of projects. We've had a lot of rain, and I'm sure all across the country had rain as well. Well, in my trade with ponds and landscape, we have to open up the ground. And if it rains, now we have mud. Well, not only that, one of the jobs, not only did we open it up, we built a patio. It was a recessed patio, and we built a pond. So we have all kinds of excavated soil. And her yard was kind of, it's a small space, but kind of weird. So I was like, I asked, I said, would it be okay if we just regrade your yard, just waste all the soil on your yard completely, and let's just tighten up some areas? Well, now it's nothing but clay. And then what happens? It rains for 3 days. And it's like, oh, great. We can't even. So what do? I don't like running more job. I don't like running multiple jobs. Now, if I'm different contractors, my different teams, that's fine. But not going from the job that we're on to the next one. Well, we had to, because we don't have anything to do for 3 days till it dries out. Well, we open up the next space. And what happens? It's on a hill. It's on a hill. Didn't even know they had drainage issues. And it just dumped all the water in the air that we were working. So here we are, two jobs wide open. And it's like, man. So we just barely got the second one wrapped up, and Travis has to start a new job. So we have to come back in and landscape. And then I've got another job that a stump grinder did not grind the stump grindings all the way, or stump all the way down. So he had to come back and grind again. So we basically started over creating the space. And then I get out there and there's another contractor working on these super narrow streets. And it's like, what do I do? But this morning, as I'm coming in, I'm having to put the pieces together of the perfect logistics for the day. And I got to the garden center and I said, no, it's not going to be perfect. Let's just start this one and let's just see what happens. And then we laid the job out. That was not even my plan. I was like, let's go over here. Let's lay the plants out. We can do that because I have to be on this call. We can lay the plants out and then we can turn around, deadhead to the other job, get you started over there. And then once you're done with that in a couple, 3 hours, you can come back to this other job and the plants are already lined up for you. Usually, what will happen is I'll overprocess and then I'll just go, you know what? Let's just focus on the one. It'll be an early day. Don't worry about it. But I don't do that anymore. It's like, no, we can solve this problem. And sometimes Travis says, you know, you're kind of forcing it and I get anxious when you do this, but we're built for this shit. Yeah, it's okay to be a little anxious. It is. It's okay to have a little analysis paralysis. At some point, you just have to go. And you just have to deal with what you're going to deal with. And hopefully, you're going to rise to your highest level of training in the field and some things start working out. The sun shines.
Yeah. You know, Derek, what you're saying is you're very flexible to change. I welcome change. I'm okay with change. But when it's all of
I love that. I welcome change.
Yeah. So
beautiful inflection of the voice.
Right. And then this, the thing is, people listen to this. They don't know that you and I are looking at each other on the screen. So He's watching my body language and I'm all contorted and he knows it's uncomfortable. I'm wicked uncomfortable. My back gets tight because like this morning, everything went haywire, all kinds of problems. It's rain and the trailer isn't here. It's at another site. And it's like, we have to work over here. And it was a mess, but you tried to, first of all, Derek, you have to know that things are going to change. It's okay. And nothing has to be black and white. It doesn't have to be just like that. It can change. And even when we're signing contracts, you know, I'll set a date on it. I'll say, this is the start date. Now, some things can happen that prevents us from starting. It could be rain. It could be traffic. It could be sickness. I don't know. But if this happens, I'm going to call you. And I want you to go back to this moment that I'm looking at you directly in the eyes. To this moment, you're looking at me right now. This can change. And you have to be okay with that. So when you sign this document, like I am right underneath you, you have to be okay with that. Are you okay with that? It's like, then when I call them, and yeah, dude, we've called a lot of times this year because projects are running long because of the rain, constant rain. People are okay with it, you know? And we'll be, you know, the person making the call doesn't feel good about it. Oh, they're going to lose their shit. No, they're prepared. They know it. They know it.
As you're speaking of this, I'm going to write that down because you just reminded me, I do not have a fence clause in my contracts.
I don't either.
Travis and I just talked about this yesterday. So I'm going to write down fence clause so I can get it out of my head and it'll go on paper and I'll see it and I'll get it over to Jamie. And Jamie edits in Jobber. She'll go in and do the edits for the line items for us. So the fence clause is basically going to say, you deal with your own fence. I'm not dealing with your fence. I'm not paying for it. I'm not taking it down. I'm not doing anything. I got a kick-ass fence guy. He's actually called Fence King, Jordan. Great dude. And he loves taking down fences, putting them back up because he makes great money. But it is not my problem. And if you don't want your fence taken out, I can't do your job.
Yeah.
I just
can't. So I love it. So if anybody's listening to this doesn't have a fence clause in their contracts and their landscapers, think about it because I just wrote it down too, Derek. I don't have that. And I usually have the conversation when I'm at the contract, but hey, what's better than having it in writing, right?
Yep. It's going to go right in there with our turf clause, with our warranties, basically turf. We're just going to tear your yard to pieces. Who do you want to put it back together? And who are you going to pay?
Yeah.
Because I'm not doing it. But this rolls into, we're not getting off topic. We're talking about the very thing is you just have to implement these things. You have to get out of consumption mode. And you have to write these things down because I could just go, oh, yeah, that fence clause thing. No, I put it on paper. Now it's there. As soon as we get off the call, I can easily implement, take action, 54321, Mel Robbins. She's fantastic. If you haven't read any of her stuff, you should. And that's where this all ties in. And as we're talking to him, it reminded me, and you know what? Let's wrap with this. Let's end with this, is as we're having to adjust and being okay with change, a word that I love is impermanence. All of the stuff we're doing, it's not permanent. You have to be flexible because it's not going to stay that way. It's not always going to rain. It's not always going to be dry. The situations are not always going to be bad. The situations are not always going to be good. It's just everything we do, it's aligned with impermanence and it's okay. But we have to be set up to implement these things and stop consuming. I mean, don't stop listening to our pods. I mean, come on. Show up on Saturdays.
That'd be ridiculous. What the hell's wrong with you?
But at some point, hit the pause button and implement what we're sharing. And there's no better place than the Contractor Fight to do that.
Yeah. Good stuff, Derek. Thanks so much, brother.
You got it.
You guys be well.